How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I made a noise I didn't know I could make. I went, oh! I sounded like a fucking pigeon getting his toes tickled. I love all the people that are just still on their hoax shit. I mean, we talked about this a little bit before. The people that call everything a hoax. Hoax is like a massive term. Hoax.
It is, but it's funny when you just hoax some stuff that's 100% not a hoax. It's raining. Right. Hoax.
Yeah,
what?
Right.
It's really, I think you have to be from, what's like the most hoaxed? Gabriel, can you, I'm having you Google some shit early. Can you Google like the funniest hoax? Because like first, we talked about the birds aren't real.
Yeah, but anything can be a hoax. Just depends on the person you ask. You go to Venice Beach and ask somebody what a hoax is. They'd be like, motherfucker, clouds. That's the CIA. Why do you think clouds are shaped like the government? Triangle Bermuda. What did you just say?
Ha, sir!
Have we talked about my favorite hoax on here? There's some compelling evidence that Stevie Wonder isn't actually blind.
Shut up.
I mean, look.
Shut up.
Yeah, there's this video going around from, he's performing like on TV. I don't remember what show he's on. And, you know, he's blind. And someone from his band drops a mic stand. Yeah. And Stevie, and there's all this music going on stage, right? Like, it's got to be loud up there.
Uh-huh.
And the mic, he's standing right here, and maybe to the left of him, a mic stand starts dropping, and he reaches out and picks it up before it hits the ground.
Damn.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, also, like, how blind is Stevie Wonder? You know, there's like a level of blindness where you're like, the legally blind thing's hilarious because if you're legally blind, you can still see shapes. It's not like complete darkness.
Which is funny because I think everybody in the world just imagines that he has zero vision.
That's what I'm saying.
He could be like 50%. He could be like a little like just woke up hungover type vision. You ever had that vision?
Of course.
Where everything's like coming into frame, those little dots.
And you open your eyes like, is this going to be forever?
You ever taken a shit so hard you see little dots in the air?
100%. That's when you got to breathe.
What is happening in your brain when that's going on? Are those fireworks in your eyes?
I think it's a lack of oxygen.
It's kind of neat.
Well, I'm a doctor.
I haven't had one of those in a while though.
Really? You want to try it?
No.
Okay. All you got to do is just get up real fast.
You eat an entire box of Wheaties and just fucking...
Wheaties. How did they get away with telling us you eat your Wheaties, you're going to become Michael Jordan? Have you ever tasted a Wheaties? What in the fucking disgusting shit? Are you kidding? It sounds like it tastes like if you put a Nutri-Grain bar in someone's ass and they shit it out and then you freeze it and you cut it up in little squares and you put it in a bowl and you're like, enjoy your Wheaties. You want to become LeBron James.
I don't even know if I've ever had Wheaties. I know I've had Frosted Mini Wheats. Are those in the same family?
No, Frosted Mini
Wheats. Would they be at the same party?
No. Frosted
really?
Mini, no, Wheaties,
what do Wheaties
would go,
even look
Wheaties
like?
Would go to a party where Frosted Mini Wheats is, and Frosted Mini Wheats and Lucky Charms would beat the fuck out of Wheaties and tell them to go the fuck home. Actually, Wheaties is the dad of Frosted Mini Wheats, if that makes sense.
What do they even look like?
Frosted.
Oh, these look like shit.
That's what I just said. Wheaties, like.
What the fuck? Yeah, there you go. MJ on the front.
That's what
Wheaties,
I'm saying.
Wheaties, ladies and gentlemen.
Like the audacity.
Here's
like,
how the.
It should be Lucky Charms. It should be like Lucky Charms and Cinnamon Toast Crunch have like LeBron's or LeBron or Michael Jordan. This motherfucker got Wheaties, the grossest just ever?
Yeah.
You've never tried them?
No.
Bro.
I mean, I have zero. I think you eat them if you want to be athletic, and we all know this. I don't have any athleticism in my body, so why would I eat them?
Isn't it funny that all you got to do
jerk off better?
Huh. At a 1 to 10, how good do you think you are at jerking off?
4.
Really? You're not good?
I don't know. It depends, because after hearing you, you're like, I set the candles. I got 4 screens.
I got essential oils. I've done essential oils recently.
What scent?
Fucking cum.
Yeah, so what scent? Now, you eating a little bit of pineapple?
Bro, I just put eucalyptus on.
Eucalyptus is great.
Yeah, it's a spa day for me. Put some eucalyptus.
Yeah, that's
a
whole day. I don't do any of that. At best, I might dim the lights 40%. Other than that, I'm going harsh daylight. What's going on?
Nah, you got to set the mood, dude. See, but you're,
do you though?
You're like a quick jerk. Like, let's just get this done, get it out of the way.
Yeah. I jerk off like I'm delivering pizzas. I'm just like, oh, fuck, gotta be back at work.
No, I jerk off like I'm a rich housewife and my husband's not gonna be home for 9 hours.
Yeah. See, I don't.
I'll soak in a bathtub. When was the last time you took a bath?
A couple months ago.
What?
I was on vacation. I was in San Diego. It's a very great bath place. Also, if you don't have a pool, it's a great, you know, secondary. You want to land
do laps?
You can. As a child, I used to. I used to just lay in the bathtub and just stare up at the ceiling. You ever seen your dick in the pool? Looks neat. Not the pool, the bath.
The bath? It just looks like, what's going on here?
It looks like it's excited. He's like, what's going on? What are y'all doing?
Yeah, where's some Wheaties? Like, it looks odd.
Where do Wheaties get all their money from?
I think probably Kellogg's owns them or something. But it's just a weird cereal to be like, all right, athletic cereal? Where are we going to put all our famous athletes? Wheaties. It tastes like, you know those coffee carriers that you get from Starbucks? You carry your coffee?
Yes.
Just take that cardboard and just chop it up and put some milk in it.
Is there any sweetness to it?
Zero.
Is this crunch with milk?
It tastes like depression. What are you doing? And then everyone's like, hey, you want to be Michael Jordan? Eat this. No. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Waffle Crisp. You ever have Waffle Crisp?
No. Waffle Crisp.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
I'm like Cookie
I'm like
Crisp.
Bugs Bunny Crisp? Coming when I fucking eat that.
Huh? I don't know if that was Bugs Bunny.
It's not Bugs Bunny?
No. That looked like, you ever watch Fairly Odd Parents?
What? Oh, Fairly Odd Parents.
He was like, Timmy Turner. That dude was nutting when he would just be like, what the fuck would he yell? He would always be like, fairies. And then he would like nut midair.
If you, dude, we've talked about this before, but animators are freaks, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you sit behind a desk for 19 hours drawing Disney characters, you're going to put a dick somewhere.
Exactly.
You have to.
And that's what's so funny about all that. You're like, everybody thinks it's like just these like art students who are so just wholehearted. They're all back there crammed up getting minimum wage. Like, yo, I put a fucking dick on Sebastian in The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, look at fucking the second act on the bottom of his foot. There's a dick.
You gotta do something to spice it up, you know? Like, Jesus. Imagine the guy who edits the Teletubbies. You don't think he had like a Glock pointed at his head the whole time? He's like, I want out.
Can you?
What? How do you audition for the Teletubbies? How? Bop, boop, bop, bop? They don't say words, do they?
That's literally what it is.
If you didn't get the audition for Teletubbies,
can you?
How'd you fuck that up? You said words.
Can you imagine being the son?
Dude, the son was a baby.
Huh?
The son on the Teletubbies was a baby.
Can't do that. Can't have a baby son.
I don't. It's actually insane that people like Hollywood is like, we need a baby for this film. Let a baby be a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, we have CGI. Hey. CGI the baby. CGI
you know
the
those,
baby.
Those very important years of a baby in a child's life. Let's just put them in and work up 12-hour days and give them fruit snacks.
Yeah,
that's it.
Wham, wham, wham! You feed this fucking little baby, goddamn. Jack
wham,
Daniels
wham, wham! Action! Shut up! Shut go for it! Up. Mommy needs a Jaguar.
Yeah, and the fucking director's like, bring me Jack Daniels. We gotta get this baby to shut the fuck up, dude. Yeah. You know they do that sometimes.
Jack Daniels?
Like, if a baby has a toothache. They put like a little bit of whiskey on their finger and have the baby suck the finger and take the whiskey out of the finger. Did I just make that up? Maybe. But I think that's a good.
I mean, people put fucking like with Tylenol and dog treats and give them, to, you know, just like.
What?
For like trips or not maybe Tylenol, but there's something that. Sudafed?
Like Benadryl or something.
Yeah, Benadryl. That's what they do. Like if you're going on a road trip and the dog's just like, oh, I'm going to fucking put my head out. So many goddamn went. Out
wakes up. He's like, we're in Cincinnati already. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I love how the dog started with English and then finished with barking.
That's my favorite part about when people speak Spanglish. It's the funniest thing to me.
Oh,
when you're like the Bronx or some shit, it's the funniest guy.
How do you pick what you want to do?
I don't know
the other
word. I think your brain just tells you what to do.
Yeah.
This comic, I wish I could remember his name. I'm sorry, dude. If you watch this, I apologize. He has the funniest fucking joke ever where he goes, "My mom does the Spanglish, but she does the Spanish on the wrong words." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She'll say like, Spanish, fuck this Russian, Spanish. Like, you make the fuck the Russian Spanish.
Oh,
we're in front of the Russian
dude. You want to hide. Yeah, exactly.
It's so funny. I mean, I can't speak Spanish.
Yeah, but she says like street sign in Spanish. Like, yeah. That part's not important. Where we parked is not.
right.
So Stevie Wonder is or isn't blind? I mean, honestly, here's the thing is like I don't know if he is or not, but a lot of times people find a crutch in this business and then they just lean on it. Like, I've met people who their whole thing is they have this big accent and then you meet them in real life and they talk normal and you're like, where to go? That's your thing. And then when they're on the stage, it's a thing.
Yeah, do you know how annoying that would be?
It's the price of fame.
Like, you always got to be...
You also got to remember.
Yes, sir.
Because like, let's say... No, I'm saying you got to remember.
Oh, okay.
No, not like... Because like, let's say you're getting Uber Eats or some shit and you're not in character. Some guy drops it off. Hey, can you sign right here? The guy goes, wait a second. Aren't you so-and-so? Then you got to be like... It sure is me.
I can't believe it's not you. You gotta say the fucking tagline.
Exactly.
The taglines are always so dumb. Zerp, zerp, zeep, zeep.
I was trying to write a bit about this, saying like there's no cool taglines anymore. Like, I feel like MacGyver and all these guys and Hasta La Vista, baby, and See You at the Chopper, we don't have those anymore. When was the last time a movie had a good tagline in it?
Hasta La Vista, baby. Do you think he riffed that or that was in the script? There's no way someone wrote that. Hasta La Vista? What does that even mean? What language is that? Is that his stupid Swedish face? Where is he from? Germany? Where is he from? Austria.
From Austria, yeah.
Austria.
But like, think about all those. Like, there's no more of those. When was the last time you heard a catchphrase in an action movie? I want to come up with some of my own, you know?
I haven't watched an action movie in 45 years.
That's also true.
Right.
But like, does Iron Man have one? Did any of the Avengers have one? Thanos, so many room for a cool phrase. I'm a snap, then blast. Crackle pop. Nut.
Snapple crap pops. That cereal's trash.
Snap, crackle pop? No, it ain't. Rice Krispies are great.
All right. Kill yourself. Because if you don't put sugar in it, this is where I'm at. If you have to put sugar in a thing to make it good, it's trash.
That's
either
not
put,
true.
Either put sugar initially in it, but if you have to add shit to make it good.
Yeah, but you get to control however much you want.
Honestly, good point. Good point. Are you
I
a
have
lot
zero
of,
rebuttal.
Are you a lot... Are you a lot of sugar in the Rice Krispies?
Just enough.
Okay. A little pinch?
Because if your milk is all sweet at the end or whatever type of milk you use.
What type of milk do you use?
For cereal?
Yes, sir.
Almond.
I have to use almond.
When was the last time you just had straight up raw udder milk?
Well, let me think of the last time I fucking blew shit at my ass in an Advanced Auto Parts. I don't know.
What's funny is everybody's lactose intolerant, but we'll just crush ice cream.
Yeah, but
everybody will eat ice cream.
You pay for it, though.
You're like, oh, it's worth it.
Is it?
Yeah.
What was the last time you had a McFlurry? Fuck! A Mc motherfucking Flurry? Where are you? Are you Oreo or Butterfinger?
honestly, I don't like how small the Oreo pieces are in McFlurry. I might even go mini M&M's, to be honest.
If you're not watching, if you're listening, I'm freaking out.
Oreo pieces are so small. They're tiny. They're like little pieces of sand. Yeah, you can't even taste it.
But you can ask them to not blend it fully.
Really?
I don't know. I just made that up.
No,
but
McDonald's employees
like
will not take. And you make, hey, also, I'm deathly allergic to pickles. Please do not put pickles on. The guy's like, bet. Dunks it in pickle sauce.
Yeah, it doesn't care.
Goddamn. Guess what?
What, dude?
You know what? People say it's like spooky season coming back. It ain't.
It ain't.
It's winning season is coming back and it's returning at my bookie.
Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contest, and Squares.
At my bookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, baby. Feet up.
God damn, I love feet.
Huh? And watching your team trounce their rivals. I don't know what trounce means, but it means beat their ass.
I think it means fuck them up. Rejoice It's time to celebrate the NFL season. It's back, y'all. Corona couldn't beat the NFL season.
So invest in your intuition. Use promo code SOCKS.
SOCKS.
That's S-O-C-K-S. You already know, baby. And double your first deposit, huh? Double, huh? New players get up to 1,000 in free play designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet.
From live betting to championship futures, every play you want to make is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash.
Use promo code SOCKS to double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie. Results may vary on the PMS. I've always wanted to do that. Right? Isn't that neat?
You did it. Can I try?
Sure.
Trash. Whoa.
On with the episode.
MyBookie.com.
Goddamn. Nah. What's also funny is when people get mad at like a minimum wage employee for being like, I said no onions. The guy's making 500 burgers a day. He's not thinking like this one, pickle, cheese, chuck it in, put a little happy face. He's like, it's just a robotic. It's just hand-eye coordination, muscle movement.
The only minimum wage employee that you might get some care from.
Chick-fil-A.
They have something. It's a cult. They're all in Scientology. I don't know what's happening. Yeah.
Sundays, they go and meet up at a park and
100%. There's like a cow holding their family hostage or something. They're too nice. What's happening? Tell me your secret. I don't like it. It's weird. I'm gonna continue to go because the goddamn chicken sandwich. Fuck. That's my favorite fast food. You said your favorite fast food is In-N-Out.
I don't see what the problem is.
Dumb.
Here. I tried to say In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A were on the same level. Would you not agree, Gabe? They're both like upper class.
Yeah.
He said that In-N-Out is below with the Wendy's and Carl's Jr.
No. I did not say it's with the Wendy's and Carl's Jr. Okay. I said it's below them. Fuck In-N-Out. I'm just joking. Right, no. Oh, no. In-N-Out's good, but I'm just saying like if In-N-Out wouldn't get invited to a party that Chick-fil-A was throwing.
Yes,
no,
it would.
Yeah, I don't know they wouldn't. Right about that.
Yes, it would.
No, because In-N-Out's a bunch of heathens. Chick-fil-A, they're going to church.
In-N-Out's going to church too. Have you seen
the woman who owns In-N-Out?
Dude, they're super Christian. They have like Bible verses printed on the bottom of every In-N-Out.
John 3:16 and then a palm tree to take your mind off of it.
Yeah.
John 3:16? That's not Bible. That's a fucking WWF wrestler. 3:16.
That's awesome. 3:16.
That's the only one. That's the only one. If you say, 3:16, you're not. Read it on. It's like a Snapple.
It's also so weird to like sneak it in on a cup. They're like, all right, sir, what do you think of the design? He's like, come here, put a fucking verse on it.
Yeah,
on the bottom. Who's that for though?
Apparently for you guys. I didn't know this. It's for the Lord, maybe.
What do you mean, you guys?
I don't. You guys knew that. I didn't know that there was a fucking Bible verse on the bottom of the. Where is it?
It's on. So the rim. Underneath where there's a little like tiny, like it's like
Jesus.
The hollow part of the bottom.
And you say they like Jesus? They're putting it on the bottom of the cup? You know how many drunk people fucking fill their pink lemonade and slam it on? They're just slamming John 3:16?
I mean, hey.
Chick-fil-A closed Sundays. Closed.
What are they doing back there though?
They're cutting babies in half.
They're dousing each other in Chick-fil-A sauce and going,
yeah, they're just drinking donkey blood. What are they doing?
I remember I filmed a video at a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday in the parking lot, and the amount of people that showed up forgetting it was Sunday, it'd probably be like every 3 to 4 minutes. Somebody would drive into the parking lot and be like, fuck! And I was like, dude, these people are missing out on serious money.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, though.
Okay.
I know that they're behind the Lord, but do they know financially that if they're off on Sunday, it generates more demand? Because if it's Saturday, you're like, do I want Chick-fil-A? Well, fuck, they're closed tomorrow. Yeah, go.
Do you think people think like that? That's what I just want to know.
Do I think people think like that?
We're good. Say it again.
Yeah, how do I start this?
Do you think people...
Increase
more demand?
Yeah, I really do think that if Chick-fil-A, because they're off on Sunday, it increases their revenue.
Huh.
Because also increase their revenue, I think, just like demand-wise, but also it increases their revenue because they're like, subconsciously, like, Chick-fil-A, God. Do you know what I mean? Because they really stand behind that. So I think all of it, you know, at the end of the day, I think they're racking.
I think that they should do church hours. Like Sunday, they're open from 12 to 2, and you just get fucking bombarded with the churchgoers after. You would rack up.
Oh, they would.
People would be pre-gaming in the parking lot like a Super Bowl Sunday.
They should have a fucking, like a pastor. They should do an outside church in the parking lot with a pastor, and then instead of passing out the Eucharist, you get fucking spicy Chick-fil-A nuggets. Body of Christ.
You're on to something,
God
dude.
Darn right.
How is there not a church with a Chick-fil-A built into it? If we can have a Chick-fil-A in the airport, put it in a church.
Have you been to a Chick-fil-A in an airport? trash buckets.
It's better than all the other food in the food.
Of course. The food quality is fine. I'm talking about the people who work there. They don't give a fuck.
Oh, no. They don't say my pleasure. They'd be like, bitch, no. What do you want?
They'd be like, fuck you. I'm sorry. Huh?
Yeah, one guy took my order and he just had a Spirit Airlines jacket on. I was like, are you? He's like, I'm working a double today. What do you want? I got to go to Orlando in 5 minutes. What the fuck you want?
Are you the captain? Goddamn. The pilot. Oh, what was your thing on pilots? We were in what fucking airport were we in? I don't know. You were saying, do people salute pilots or some shit?
Dude, I mean, they just walk through. I think pilots need more recognition walking through the airport. If people will run up to me and stop me in an airport for just flying and being a person.
Yeah.
When you see the pilot, you want to be like, yo, dick.
First of all, I think they fuck. Like, think about
mid-flight?
I'm sure that's happened numerous times. Gabe, can you look up if any pilot ever got fired for fucking in mid-flight? Because 100% this happened. But
how would you get caught? The plane fucking crashes?
I don't know. If you accidentally slip the speaker on mid-fuck, like, oh, Jessica, oh, I'm about to come. Come. And you realize it's on you. Like, come to Cincinnati, guys. We're almost there.
The weather outside is, oh, fuck. God damn. So beautiful. If you look outside to my slower. Oh, hold up.
Oh, I gotta slow the plane down. Oh, goddamn. That's definitely happened. That's definitely happened.
Well, you know how they have their own bathroom in there, little cockpit. So sure, why not?
Oh, why you think they call it a cockpit? Goddamn. Oh,
shit, dick pit. Dick pit sound like dick pic.
That's what my office is called, the dick pit.
What would you do if you got a dick pic from a pilot in a cockpit? He was like, not much, chilling, flying.
And they just, and what, airdropped it to me?
Well, no, I'm saying like he sent it to you when he landed or whatever. But I told you I sent a dick pic while driving. The one dick pic I've ever sent in my life. It was like 2 years ago.
I can't
ago.
Believe you did the most Fast and Furious fucking dick pic.
I'm saying,
take,
man.
Take it in.
Out here.
Take it in your kid's nursery like a fucking adult.
Yeah, my sweet little Mazda, man. I took a dick pic in there and now somebody else is driving it. I hope, who knows where that car goes?
I like that Mazda.
It was great.
You had that for a little bit, though.
I had that for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my car is still in the shop, so
that's
my fucking car back.
That's fucking trash, dude. Gabriel, did we find anything?
Yeah, it does happen. It's pretty rare. A lot of these people put so much time and money and resources into becoming, like, whether they're pilots or, like, flight attendants or whatever, it's, like, it's pretty risky and you could get in trouble for it, but it happens. There's some confirmed cases of it.
So, like, a pilot fucking mid-flight?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, but that's a good question that you asked. Like, how do they find out? Like, I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean,
There's other crew on the flight. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
where's so and so, the flight attendant?
Right.
Oh, why is this bathroom locked? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, flight attendant. I didn't think about
it. Dude, if I was a captain, I would get on a speaker and be like, there's going to be some turbulence. There's going to be some fucking turbulence.
Everybody's like, we're still on the ground.
Oh, what if you found out that that's what turbulence was? There actually is no turbulence. It's just a captain fucking.
Turbulence is a hoax?
Yeah.
Hoax. Bring it full circle. Gabe hoax. I thought it was like when they're getting out to like switch seats to like take a pee in the back. He's like, here, could you grab the wheel real quick? He's like, oh, fuck. Let me put down my Wendy's. Goddamn. Fuck.
Hold on. Does the co-pilot fly more? I feel like the co-pilot, I feel like the cabin don't give a fuck.
I think they switch.
I don't know. I think the cabin's like, co-pilot, shut the fuck up. You fly. The only reason I even am venturing to guess is because I just watched a movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt on Amazon where Flex. He was the co-pilot.
Yeah.
And the pilot was like, you got it? And Joseph was like, yeah. And the pilot was like, bet. And the co-pilot flew the whole time. The captain doesn't
Well, it could be like an orchestra where the dude's doing this, the symphony shit, and then everybody's reacting.
I could do that. You don't think I can fucking kill it? That would be a funny job just to like fake like you knew what you're doing and then go in front of like a fucking national orchestra and just crush it.
I wonder how much it is on you.
I think a lot.
Really?
Yeah, because realistically, dude, and this is just a guess. Obviously, I have no idea about fucking orchestras. Is like, I think it's like the director of a movie. Like everyone's like, what does the director do? Everything, but yeah. You don't know. Yeah. I think the fucking orchestra guy. What is his name? The captain of the orchestra.
Conductor.
Thank you, sir. Conductor.
How do you get into that? You just see a guy playing guitar on the street and you'd be like, lower. And the guy's like, holy shit.
Oh, shit.
You should do this for a living.
Another homeless guy plays a flute. You're like, come over here, sir.
What I was thinking, so we just got back from Indiana. The turbulence there.
Wow.
I haven't been so, like, I haven't, here's why I'm at in life. The turbulence was so bad, I was reconnecting with all my religious roots. I was like,
wow.
Dear Jesus, I'm sorry. I will never Put lemonade in a water cup again. All right. It's disrespectful to everybody. I will start going to church, even though I am a Jewish man. I will go. All right. I will go to my girlfriend's Easter. I'll eat Cadbury eggs till my dick falls off. Please get me through this turbulence. I was white knuckling the seats. I was editing a video on the flight, and I was just pretending it wasn't happening. And I was like, cut, cut, cut.
I looked over and I was like, this guy is, I mean, if you were feeling that inside, it was not reading outside. I was like, this guy don't give a fuck. Cause I was like, we fly all the time. I was nervous.
It was when it goes the up down. If it's just little side to side, little shimmy, little wind titties.
Little Harlem shake.
Yeah, Harlem shake.
Harlem shake.
I thought you said Harlem shake.
No, Harlem shake was back in the Shakespeare time. God damn, that bitch sucked a lot of dick. She must be a Harlem shake.
Anyway, so it was aggressive to the point where I was like, please just make it stop. And the pilot, what freaked me out, pilot didn't come on. The pilot comes on, he's like, hey, we're hitting a rough patch. We'll be out in about 5-10 minutes. Also, that sounds like so long. 5 to 10 minutes of this?
I'm venturing to guess it was the longest amount of turbulence I've ever been involved in. Because usually turbulence is like a minute or two. It was a good like 15 straight minutes of fucking turbulence.
Yeah.
My whole thing was, dude, if I die on a plane, fine. I don't really think life is that important, so who cares? But...
How are you gonna have a butt after saying that?
I mean, really, realistically,
I got feet to suck next week from Arizona.
God damn, she's coming.
Fuck.
Realistically, who cares about life? Is whatever, right?
Huh?
People, we care too much. Life is a hoax. Turbulence is a hoax. People care too much about life. Fucking life. It's fine. It's right. It's okay. It's okay if you guys do. Okay, let's be for real. You love life?
I love living. Love not being dead.
Why? Because we don't know what happens when we die.
That's what freaks me out. That's what keeps me up at 4 a.m. and then I just drowned out my sorrows by going on Twitter and TikTok until I fall asleep at night.
Dude, I went on TikTok last night I'm not even shitting you. I lost two. My eyes were like the
peeling.
Bleeding. TikTok. Congratulations, because you're more impressive than porn. I'm not even shitting you. And not even like or what's on TikTok. Like the way the app is constructed and then the flipping and then it's just like,
constant channel flipping. But it's like waterboarding your eyes with UV rays of just like your stupid phone. Just
and
it's like torturous.
It's because, some of them are really good. And then there's a super hot girl on a trampoline, and then it's like two fastest men in the world racing. It's like everything that I love.
Cooking? I always watch the cooking.
Always.
Ones.
And then they chop real fast, and it's like, yo, man, this is how you make cinnamon toast crunch my New Balance. You're like, I'd watch this.
I'm in, yeah. And then the people do some shit that's like, you watch a full minute, and they're like for part two.
Fuck you.
Make it one video.
I'm not going to go, watch it for Instagram. No, I'm not going to your Instagram. I will not. You want me to click a button? I can't see it on my left
played,
eye.
I got played once on that, right? No, it's like, go to their Instagram. And I was like, it was something like big science fair. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of cool. I want to see it. I go to the Instagram and the Instagram is private. Block the person.
Block?
You ever hate somebody's content? They did nothing. You just block them?
I've never done that, but that's hilarious.
I've done it.
That's so funny.
I've also, blocking people is great. Somebody wrote to me the other day. They go, hey, funny video, not your best. All right, well, cool. Join the pool of blocked.
Blocked. Blocked. Blocked. Hey, what's your favorite shape? Block. Dude.
What block do you live on, huh? Block.
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 Oh, let me ask you a question. How do you make a house? It's cinder blocks. I hate people. Dude. Okay. Speaking of apps and blah, 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 this girl, and speaking of blocks, this girl.
Hold up.
We them boys.
Oh, shit.
Goddamn. So this girl fucking bumbled me. You know, on Bumble, girls
she
have to message first.
You?
Whatever, she messaged me on Bumble. Right. Bumbled me. It's
put a finger
short
in your ass.
Huh?
Huh?
I'd dig them. I'd receive them. It's just about the outside of the assholes. It's not in. Listen, people misconstrue what I'm saying. I don't want you to put a tuna can in my asshole.
Tuna cans are so wide.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like a hockey puck.
Do you remember Lil Kim's lyric? I fucking, what is it? I put a swallow a Sprite can in my mouth. What is that goddamn Lil Kim lyric?
Huh?
She says, I'll swallow a Sprite can.
Didn't she? Wouldn't a Sprite can be the same as like, I don't know, a Fresca or a... Dr. Pepper?
No, I'm saying whatever. It's a uniform size of a can, but can you imagine? Can you... Can you imagine? You look over and you're like, where'd your Pepsi go? She goes, oh, for her. God damn. What was I saying? Bumble. All right.
Well, here's what I'll give you a clue on.
You'll give me a clue?
I think it's more of a Patreon thing, but it's
What is this? Dude, what? Hold on.
Okay, where are we at on time?
Gabe, why are you smiling? What's, guys? Guys, are you about to call
I think I have a major Patreon moment.
What? Hold on, dude. Hold on. I don't like all this smiling. Are you guys about to, bring my first girlfriend out or something? Hold. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Pause. Pause. Hold on.
No pause.
Nope. Okay. Are we, is this too much for the regular?
What?
What do you mean, what? What were we just talking about the last minute?
I don't know. I just don't know if we have enough time and I don't want to cut ourselves short. All right, fuck it. Here it is. Here it is. It might be.
Oh, okay.
I was going to save this for Patreon, but you brought it up.
I didn't bring shit up.
You brought up a finger in the ass.
What?
I'll tell you what. All right.
Hold on. Did you finally? All right. Hold on. Let me finger my ass while you tell me this. Gabe, get over here.
All right. So I was gone, right? Traveling a little bit for the week or so.
Yeah, I was with you.
Yeah. So I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't having any sex because I'm a little old man, right? So the lady missed me. I missed the lady. We had a lot of freaky energy coming up.
What are you about to tell me? Yo, am I?
I'll just get into it.
You better go step by step because I think this might be the moment I fall in love with you. Go ahead.
So we get a freaky, you know, we go one step to another and she goes, kind of want to put a finger in your ass.
She asked you like that?
She's not like a bold type of girl who
that
just
seems
do
very
it.
Bold to ask.
But it's more like, I kind of wanted to, but like, I don't know how you felt. And then I was just like, all right, well, let's go for it, right? So we try a little bit. It's like, I don't really feel too much, right?
I'm so sorry, man. This is such a euphoric moment for me. I need more details. You're like, oh, we were freaky, and then just...
Okay, all right. Hidden missionary, right?
There we go. Thank you.
Hidden missionary.
Thank you.
All the lights off. Except I got these blue LED lights in the corner.
Sometimes you gotta make a boo blitch. Huh?
What?
I was trying to say make a bitch blue, but I don't know what the fuck. Just can't.
You fucking Smurfs? Smurfs fuck?
Yes.
Wait, what happens when Smurfs get blue balls?
They turn skin color.
Huh?
Yo, what do they say? Hold on. Why do we say blue balls? Also, women think blue balls is a hoax. Let me tell you something. It's not.
It's pain. And even the nut after you get blue balls isn't a good nut.
It's trash.
It's not a good nut.
It's the Wheaties of nuts.
It's not
trash.
Good. It's really not good. I doesn't do it for you. Anyways,
yeah.
So we're hitting missionary, right? About four pumps in, you know.
You about to come.
Oh, on the verge. And I'm like, hold on, I got to get some water from the Brita. It's taking longer than I thought, right? No, so we're doing normal. She kind of like goes around. This is already we already talked about. She puts a little hand around. She goes a little.
She
goes around, right? She goes long way, right?
She goes.
She also thinks my ass is like the hole is up in my back. She's like, it's up higher. I'm like, lower, lower,
lower.
It's.
So you're directing her.
Yeah,
you're Ron Howarding.
I'm orchestrating my asshole.
God damn.
I'm motherfucking conducting the goddamn thing in the ass.
You're giving her directions. You go, like, all right, go past the Exxon.
I said, you want a shortcut? Let me get Waze for you.
Yeah.
Grab the hand, direct, insert.
If so you're past the railroad tracks, you're going too far.
It puts a fingernail in, right?
How much?
First knuckle, maybe?
First knuckle, my bad.
Yeah, like right past the fingernail, right? Didn't really do anything for me. And I was like, all right, that's kind of weird. I don't really like this.
Because you need a tuna can.
Hold on.
All right.
A watermelon. So then we keep going back to normal sex. Bop, 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 bop. Hey, other couple positions here and there, you know. Bop, bop, beep, bop, boop, boop. And then I'm about to finish and I go, let me nut in your mouth.
Yeah.
Nut in your mouth, right? And then she goes, I got an idea. And then right as I go to do the nut in the mouth, she puts this pressure.
She's been watching the podcast.
Yeah. She's been hanging out around us too long. All right. So she puts like a thumb, like right, puts a pressure on it, right the same time as I nut.
Yep.
I made a noise I didn't know I could make. I went, oh. I sounded like a fucking pigeon getting his toes tickled. I was like, oh. It was a noise I've never made. And I was like, I'm having an orgasm. God damn it. Right. So she went, I went, oh.
Yeah.
And like, I legit like malfunctioned. Like I looked like I was lagging in Grand Theft Auto. Like I went back and forth and my head was just back. And I felt like I was floating a little bit.
Dude.
So I nutted right as she hit the little G spot. And the G stand for goddamn.
Goddamn spot.
Goddamn. Labor Day's coming up, huh?
It is.
And you know what's ironic? You don't want to do any labor because you got the Sunday scaries on a Monday. It's Labor Day, baby. You don't want to feel like shit. So you know what you can take to not feel like shit?
Huh?
DHM Detox, baby. DHM Detox is the vitamin for people who like to enjoy alcohol.
Goddamn.
It's the smart, responsible way to enjoy your booze. It's time to start taking care of your body when you drink.
Enjoy your drinks and forget Sunday scaries and feeling like garbage. Their company is built on the words no days wasted. DHM Detox uses science is a science podcast, to help boost your body's natural response to alcohol and help break down those disgusting toxins. It's made up of natural ingredients,
antioxidants,
and vitamins.
Just take two capsules after your first couple of drinks and it goes to work. They come in convenient little packets that are easy to share with friends and family while you're celebrating or socializing, all right?
DHM Detox is a risk-free purchase. So if you aren't satisfied after taking the product, they'll give you your money back. Huh? Money back. It's a no-brainer, y'all. No goddamn brainer. So at the very least, give it a shot. And get a refund if you don't love it.
And guess what? We got you guys covered for 20% off your order and free shipping in the U.S. Just head over to nodayswasted.co. That's .co, no M. So nodayswasted.co/socks. Use promo code socks at checkout. That's nodayswasted.co/socks.
Goddamn. Now, here's the issue.
And she kept sucking after.
God!
Get
Hero! You. She's definitely watching. Okay. Here's where I'm at. This is the issue with coming like this. Because now...
You don't like it?
Oh, no. Hear me out.
Now it's, coming afterwards is not the same.
Right. This is... It's like you you cross a threshold.
I open Pandora's box.
Open it up.
Pandora's
box. And you know what's in the box?
G-spot.
Thumbs in the asses.
Yeah. It's well, that's why people say you should never have sex on ecstasy, because like it never feels like that again.
Yeah. So here's the problem. Now, every single time, you're going to be like, you know what to do.
You think?
Look at me. Because coming is coming. But coming when she's
what
in
a
that,
bold statement.
Hold on. Let me finish my thought. Coming is coming, but coming when you got a thumb in your butt, like a little bit of pressure on the G-spot, that's not coming. You're handshaking with the Lord. That's how you come.
I felt like I beat the system a little bit. I was like, this, either I beat the system or I discovered.
Yeah.
You know, you ever play Mario Kart?
Yes.
And there's the beach track, and then you find out you can launch through the waterfall and take that shortcut?
Yep.
That's what getting the G-spot when you nut is.
Yeah, but the shortcut is a thumb in your ass. Yeah. Goddamn.
I think when you say a thumb in your ass, it's a little deceptive. It's not in your ass.
It's not in.
You're not fucking hitchhiking some asshole. It's a little bit of, there's a title.
It won't be.
It was just like a, I don't even know, like kind of, it's like you're trying to get a little bit of toothpaste out. And there's just a little left. And you just.
Yeah, you're not in the ass.
No.
You're not in.
No.
It's just a little bit of pressure on the outside of the ring of the ass. So ladies or men, if you're listening, you're into making men come. It's not in. It's on the ring of the ass. Little bit of pressure, and then all of a sudden, fuck! Dude, that's what happens.
It was wild.
Dude, you turn into... You don't even see... You just see... You ever looked inside a kaleidoscope?
Yeah.
That's your vision. When you're coming with a fucking little bit of pressure in G-spot, kaleidoscope vision. God damn.
Yeah, it was out here. And I just... I'm a new man.
Dude,
that feeling.
when that type of stuff happens to me, you go, hold on. Am I missing an entire
Yo,
side
what
of
else
sex?
Is out there?
Yes, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like a certain level. And obviously, you know, I'm not the crazy dominant guy in the bedroom. So for me, I'm like, okay, that's opening up Pandora's goddamn front door. Let me see what's behind this door. Spin the wheel.
Knock, knock, knock.
Am wheel I getting... of fortune. Come.
Knock, knock, knock. Excuse me. I'm looking for, am I getting pegged tomorrow? Excuse me, Mr. Is Dr. Peg here? Goddamn. Dude, I watched the Peg video. I ain't gonna lie. I watched the Peg video.
The girl with a strap on banging the dude?
Banging the dude. In my favorite position. I was like, madam, good for you. Also, sir, let me interview. How you feeling? Because he looked like he was enjoying himself.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Listen.
Whatever you're into.
2020. I gotta
try. Isn't that funny? You can say about anything?
Yep.
Officer, come on. 2020, dude. Speeding. Do we really have time for this? It's a pandemic. 2020.
I gotta get home. I gotta get a thumb in my ass. Can you imagine if you just real eyes with the cop?
Why are you speeding? Look, it's almost 4:45. Every 4:52, I get a thumb in my ass. So the guy's like, I understand. And then he waddles away like he got pegged the night before.
Dude, I'm telling you, I watched this peg video. This guy was really into it.
Did you search pegging or it popped up?
It popped up because you know what I searched? Goth, obviously. Goth teen. Goth getting cummed on. Goth begging for cum. All of that. Fucking in my top 45. Emo feet. I mean, bro, it's wild. Anyways, but that's why I just Googled goth something. Goth feet, maybe. I don't know. But it was, you know how you watch a video and then it goes recommended, which is hilarious. When porn
recommended, or why is it funny?
I don't know. It's just like recommended. You think of like YouTube. It's like, oh, you're watching a race car video. And it's like, I recommend you watch a NASCAR video. Oh, it's super smart. That's how you get it fucking clicks. But so it was a recommended one. And I look and I go, hold up. She was a hot goth woman. And in the thumbnail, it was just two women. And one had a strap on. And I was like, oh, shit. I love lesbians and strap ons. And they're both goth. Click, click. And then all of a sudden, they were two goth women were talking. And they was like, yeah, I hate Jimmy. He's the worst boss ever, blah, blah, blah. And then one of the goth women was like, brought Jimmy in. And then she was like, you know what to do. And one of them left. And he was just sitting there like, what are you going to do to me? And then she just pegged the shit out of him. And I was like, this guy's having a great time. And I want to maybe try. What size would you start with first? You can't start with like just a fucking gargantuan of a Pepsi can penis. You gotta go like a Monopoly piece size.
It's not doing anything.
You don't think so?
No.
So what size would you start with? No!
Perrier bottle. I mean, that's so many. But at that point, are you doing it? It's not like when you gauge your ears, you start small and work bigger. Or do you just be like, fuck it, give me the biggest?
I think you gotta gauge it. I think you gotta go small to big. I don't know if your butthole can like take it. You know what I mean? Like I don't know if they can just take a shack pee-pee. Like that would be crazy. So what was the conversation like after after this event happened with you and your lady? Was it just like a normal like, hey, we gotta go to Target? Or was it just like,
no,
I really just did that?
It was, you know, probably followed by a high five. A quick little wow, we did a thing. It's exciting for both, because when she finds out that she did something that felt amazing, you know, she's like, oh, I did a thing that made you feel better.
Hell yeah,
I'm excited. Yeah, so it was like a bonding thing, you know. And I think everybody should do that, you know, if you want to bond a little more. And I think it's just like when you have a relationship, you're allowed to explore more.
Yeah,
I mean, you're on some free shit where like you both know when you like meet up, it's like, oh, shit about to go down.
We've already talked about it. That's why I like to have all those crazy DMs or crazy texts. It's like we've already prepped. We're already lubed. Everyone's hard. Everyone's wet. We know what each other likes.
Walking in with a latex glove with a thumb cut off, right?
Yeah, I'm walking in with a basketball jersey stretching.
So, but I mean, you think about the first couple months of dating and it's just like missionary, top, doggy, nut. Like there's no
right.
And then you start to like be like, hey, what about that trail over there? It says do not enter. But here we are. Exploring. Nothing.
You got a gerbil.
Speaking of pets, I don't know if we're done with this topic, but
no, we're never done with any topic.
Real quick tangent. I just thought it was hilarious how many people came for you. On that clip talking about you hating the gecko girl, people are like, what's wrong with geckos, bro? Geckos are tight.
You want me to tell them what's wrong with
sure.
geckos?
Yeah.
Everything. Let me just clarify, because we had a long discussion about this in Indianapolis. It's not the fact that she had a gecko.
No.
It was the fact that the way she brought it up was like everybody had a gecko.
She opened with it.
Oh, dude, the third or fourth message. You can't.
That's the problem.
You have to give a little, like if I had a weird pet, I'm okay with people having a weird pet. But you got to be like, yeah, this is like a little weird. Like, but I like geckos and I'm just cleaning this cage. Something. But not like I'm cleaning my gecko's cage.
Or you guys have already been talking or whatever. You feel comfortable around that person. Then you go to their house. And then she's like, oh, meet Greg, my gecko. GG, Greg the gecko.
Great name for a gecko, by the way. Greg.
And then you're like, oh, cool. What up, Greg? You fucking dap up the geck and then you get some neck, you know?
Yeah, but to say like, do you have any gecks? As if like it would be crazy for me not to say that I had.
Dude,
geckos.
She said it like it was like a truth or dare moment. Someone's like, dare. Okay, I dare you to DM your next Bumble match. You have a gecko.
That's exactly what it felt like. It's like, oh, do you want this to crash and burn? Because it just did. Block. I saw this other girl that messaged me. You know what she had? I just fucking screenshot and sent it to you. She had an otter. Otter.
That's kind of cute though.
Fuck you, man. I hate this.
Otters?
Listen, geckos.
You just want a normal girl.
I think that's where I'm at. First of all, I want to say this real quick to everyone that's listening to you and to Gabriel. I'm not a normal person. We had this talk as well in Indianapolis. I'm not normal. So I can't, two not normal people, to me, like, doesn't really work. It's like
need to have the gecko.
Yes, in a sense,
you need
yes.
to be the gecko character in this situation.
Correct. And I'm not like, listen, you can, how do I word it? You can have a gecko. You can be a little weird. I'm fine with that. But I just, two really weird people, I feel like it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
I need you.
It's like when two magnets are like in the opposite end, it's just like pushed away from each other. It's like, we're the same here.
Yes.
We're on the same team when we need to be like going outwards.
Yes. Yes. I like feet and weird shit. It's like, I need you to just like be a nurse. Can you just be a nurse? And just drink wine and watch the West Wing.
What if she's a nurse solely for geckos?
So she's a vet for geckos?
Yeah.
Did she want to study? Hoax. Geckos are hoax. Geckos is a hoax.
I love geckos. I think they're so tight. You ever been to Hawaii?
No.
Really?
No.
Broke bitch. Anyway, she was kidding. No, they just.
No,
have-
I didn't have a dad, dude.
The two things you can literally just. If to get out of any situation, come on, it's 2020. And also, I didn't have a dad.
You
can get out of, why are we speeding? I didn't have a dad. Because it's such an awkward, like, oh, fuck, I didn't mean to press that trigger button. And you're like, I'm going to just, hey, can I get avocado on that? Yeah, it's extra. Well, I didn't have a dad. But did you want two avocados? Or?
You know what women say a lot that I really think is genius is I'm on my period.
Yeah.
That's
I'm on my period. I'm pregnant, bloating, cramps. Anything that's like a bodily like function that a guy doesn't have, we don't know how to handle. We're just like, oh, for sure. Valley is free. Dude, I think she's like pregnant.
Dude, she's pregnant and she has her period. Ah, dude.
And then she walks away and she's like, nah, I'm just hungover.
You're like,
she's like, I have a crazy migraine. Oh, fuck. Pregnant people park out front.
Oh, shit. HPV. What?
Huh? What were we talking about?
Oh, I want to say, dude, we were supposed to interview my dad at 4,000 patrons.
Yeah.
But COVID, he can't come. So come. Oh, goddamn.
C-U-M.
C-U-M. Nut whisper. So he made a video. He made a video for everyone on my Patreon. It was so goddamn
it's great.
He did a bunch of fucking inside crushed jokes it. And shit. They were loving him.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to put it. I think we might put it on the Instagram story so y'all can see.
Yeah, so it was really funny. It was really funny. But for 4,200,
ooh, yes,
that one we don't have to fly anybody out except our own bodies because we're getting high as fuck,
dude. I'm gonna get so, like it's. I don't want to get a like if we're gonna do it, I'm gonna get fucking high.
Well, you think like edibles or like J's or fucking bong rip up the asshole? Or?
I think if we do a bong rip up the asshole, we'll both come and we'll be too sleepy to do the episode.
Well, two thoughts on this.
Okay.
Because edibles start slow and creep up. So if you did an edible one, in the beginning of the episode, you'd be like, yeah, we're going to try this. By minute 42, we'd be like, yuff. Bro,
dude, if we were both
birds. It would
just
be a bunch of nut noises.
Right, but is it funnier to start fucking high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ideally, right? Yes. You want to come out the gates.
And then
if Gabe's like, you guys are slowing down, bong rip.
Right. Halfway through, have it prepared.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Halfway
sock
through.
Top. Boom. Secret sock. Boom.
Wow. Dude.
Every time we say the word nut, boom.
Well, I won't finish it. I'll vomit. I can't. We're gonna do bong rips. Can we do like a little baby bong, not these big ass fucking? Do you have? You even have a bong? We gotta buy some shit.
You should go to Venice.
Oh, okay.
Dude, you literally take four steps into Venice. I mean, there's smoke shops everywhere.
That's true.
Dude, there's a smoke shop a block away.
We have to have snacks buying too, bro.
Yeah, but we can't eat them on the podcast. People what about fighting?
What about soft snacks?
Soft? No, because then you're high. You're not in your room.
I'm gonna be so hungry, dude. I also
get, with that Skittles phase, people probably hated us.
They did. I was getting DMs on my personal Instagram. Gabe, you need to get them to stop eating Skittles. I can't listen.
It was dude, that would so drive good, me though. Insane. Because like my biggest pet peeve in the world, it like triggers any sensory thing is the slurping noise. Like when people slurp a soda or like cereal, it does something to me that like my body just panics.
There's so if a I word heard, for that,
bitch.
Yeah.
Now I know what it is, but it's the same. It's some phobia or some shit. Slurp, whatever the fuck. But like, and you know, it's fucked up. The right way to eat ramen is to like slurp the fuck out of it.
No, it's not.
I think that's how you're supposed to.
In the culture that it's made, it's supposed to be eaten like that.
Yeah, that's how the spoon is like formed.
Oh,
and right. I was sitting directly next to a guy and he was slurping so loud. He had a sweatband on. It was 2 a.m. and I was drunk and I was like, can I get some AirPod Pros with this? I need to not. It was legit. Fuck. It sobered me up.
You know what kills me? The slurping and the chewing with the mouth open kills me. Like if I'm ever on a date, excuse me, with a woman and she's chewing with her mouth open, we're done. Like we are absolutely done. I can't remember
the last time I saw somebody eat with their mouth open.
I know it's very very fucking 2004.
I don't know. But it's one of those things. Once you see it, you're like, you like judge their whole life. Like that makes sense.
Of course, it's like what? Because my thing is, even if your parents didn't raise you properly with like the correct manners, you have seen life enough to know. If you're chewing with your mouth open, you're 16 and your parents suck and didn't teach you manners, all right, whatever. But if you're like 27 and you've been in life for that long, you know that chewing with your mouth open is not a thing that happens in life. So just fix it. I had my buddy be like, I chew with my mouth open because I taste it. It tastes better. Huh? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Put a thumb in your ass and shoot yourself. What are you talking about? It doesn't taste better.
I can't remember the last time I saw somebody. Like, it would be weird to see.
You know what kills me? I have two things that really, really kill me. You know those type of women that like talk like Valley girls?
Yes.
It grades in my brain. There's been restaurants where I have to get up and like walk or like move tables.
But
it kills me.
But do you think it's like it like got adapted or she always talks like that? Or?
I think it got adapted. It's like that Michael Jackson thing. He don't talk like that. You think Michael Jackson? Well, he's dead. He don't talk like anything. But when he was alive.
Yeah, I mean, anybody. Yeah, it's that makes sense. You kind of whatever you're surrounded with. I mean, dude, if we hang out like after we hang out like doing the road together like for like 5 days, the only thing that comes out of my mouth is goddamn nut. Fuck. So it's just like you kind of just become a nature of what your surroundings are.
Of course.
So that makes sense for the Valley shit. But yeah, I could. What was the other thing? You said there's two things.
Oh, the Valley thing.
She don't got feet.
No. Huh?
She don't got feet. Would you suck on a prosthetic foot?
Am I alone?
Yeah. I'm doing it. Fucking Madison Square Garden.
No, I'm saying like a prosthetic foot attached to a. Attached to a person?
Yeah.
Just like I'm alone.
No.
Like, oh, then no.
What?
I suck a here's the thing, man. It's not like if someone sent me like a foot, I wouldn't be like, fucking yeah. I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't. I really wouldn't.
What's it lack?
A vagina. Like there's something hot about like doing like sucking toes while you're fucking or like sucking toes before you fuck, but it's not. I'm not like into it. If someone just like sent me a fucking prosthetic like a foot that you're like supposed to fuck or
no, I'm saying like this chick bad, right?
Yeah,
nut, right?
Yeah, bad.
I'm talking
10. Damn,
like picture 10 higher. So you get back to her place, she hasn't sent you any foot pics. And then she's all doing a little strip tease. She got a fireplace going on.
No.
Yeah. Classical jazz in the background.
It's too hot.
But the AC's on also.
Perfect.
Fire nice, baby. And then she strips down. And then like right as she pulls it off, she pulls off a little stiletto.
Yeah.
And it's just like right where the ankle cuts off. It's a fake foot.
All right.
And she goes, I heard you like feet.
I'm in. Say no more.
Oh.
Because that foot is attached to a body. And like, yeah,
no, that was my question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You thought just a foot solo?
That's what I thought you were asking me.
No.
Oh.
The only thing that you can get off to solo, fleshlight.
Dude, you know
what's
so funny?
Fake tits? Fake ass? Wow. You, honestly, there's somebody out there who's gotten off to weirder things. Dude, I was on a weird part of TikTok. It was like, I got recommended this video. This guy's like, today I'm going to teach you how to make your own fleshlight. And it's the saddest thing ever. You take, okay, I watched the whole thing. I did it. So this is what you do. You take a Pringles can and you put like two sponges with like latex gloves over it and you like tuck it in. Somebody's for sure going to do this, listeners.
I'm hard enough. I'm going to do this right? When I get home.
But dude, you got to go to a store, buy Pringles, sponge, and a glove. Like, we know what's up. And you like put it in there and then you put the gloves like on the sponges and you tuck it in and then you just put some lube in there. And
that sounds like an orphan's one.
Yeah. People in prison would be like, come on now.
Oh, dude. There's no one more creative than a prisoner.
Bro, there's like legit, like, there's prison TikTok, which is a hilarious thing to say out loud, but it's all these dudes and they're like showing like what jail's like. Like, cause a lot of people just have no idea what jail's like. These people are like, oh yeah, we get phone charges. Oh yeah, I make food in here and you get food for good behavior. And this dude had like supplies and this guy showed how he made a pillow out of a blanket and like folded it all out and like pulled all the feathers out. And it's like, I mean, yeah, you're gonna get creative when you're given the tools surrounding
you. Yeah, dude, I mean, listen. If you're like put into a corner and you have to do something, you'll do it. Like the human brain's insane. Like we are programmed to figure shit out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, dude. If we want answers, put it in the prison. We need a cure for corona.
Literally.
Ask the prisoner.
Dude, this guy made a phone charger out of like two wires and like AA batteries and he had it like somehow, what's it called when they,
Saw.
Yeah. And it was like together, he was charging a phone. I was like, bro, that is beyond light years of what any like fucking person could do.
Bro, do you remember we had this discussion like 45 episodes ago when they could talk through toilets? Remember that?
Yeah.
They could talk to their talk like it was a female and male prisoner, but obviously they were like they were separated by floors. And you had a toilet girlfriend.
Hey yo, mommy. Do you imagine getting left on red? She's just like, no. She just flushes.
Yeah.
All right, is that enough?
Fuck, are we broken up? How'd you break up?
She has diarrhea. Hey, yo, mommy.
I think we're done.
I'd beat.
Oh, for sure. I think it's just funny that they have full-ass conversations. You're like, that's my girlfriend. Never even seen what she looks like.
I love it.
I kind of like it, too. Pen pals, let's bring it back.
I mean, because you're going off personality, off the vocals. I like that. Love is blind.
Can you see my desire? That's the way, that's the way. That's the way love goes.
I'm lost. Anyways, we're far over our time limit.
Yeah, you guys want to get into sock talk?
Let's do it.
Let's all right. Do it to it. Aren't you glad I didn't save it for Patreon?
I'm really happy. Dude, I'm like excited. I'm excited to where your relationship goes from here. Because you can't go backwards after this. No. That's the interesting part.
No.
Like, I'm excited to be like, all right, what's next?
I'm going to have her fucking get a tattoo gun and sign her name and the date right next to my asshole.
Dude, that's not a bad idea.
Cave. I was here.
Splunking.
Splunking? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, when you dive into a cave. It's called splunking. That's what our thumb did.
Spelunking.
Splunking.
Both you guys. Hoax. All right. Sock talk. Are you riding?
Yeah.
Two turn. Do you know?
It's from Stephen Franco who says.
Dave Franco?
No. No, just Stephen Franco. But he says, I'm oblivious to hints when girls drop them to me. What should I do to notice them better?
I'm so bad. Did I ever tell you the porn star story that I had about this?
No, but your girlfriend's watching, listening to.
No, this happened like 2 years ago.
Sick.
No, this was like when I first started having anything pop online. Yeah. This girl who did porn was like, she asked if I wanted to get, she's like, hey, do you know where you can get the best fish tacos in town? And I legit went on Yelp and I was like, I don't, but this place looks pretty good. It's got 4.5 stars. And then she was like, oh, I can make some for you. And then in my head, I was like, why wouldn't we just go to the restaurant?
It's got 4.5 stars.
And then like a couple months go by, I was like, vagina.
That's what she wanted.
That's
where the best fish tacos
but like,
are.
Was she like, is he playing hard to get or is he just dumb as shit?
Dumb. She was like, he's stupid.
I looked at my dick and I was like, you idiot. And then I went and got fish tacos and fucked him after.
You have to at that point. You put him in a Pringles can. And just fucking go to goddamn town.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Best I'm so bad at talk. I'm dude. Terrible at taking hints too. And I'm very like, if there's nothing on the table, I'm not going for it. All right. Cause I just feel too weird if it like if there's
you
no.
You don't ever want a bomb.
Yeah. I don't want to take a swing and then they're like, oh, cause I'll tell you what fucked me up. I went out to homecoming or prom with this girl, way out of my league.
Yep.
I go in for the kiss in front of the whole bus, and she hits me with the sideways turn. I remember that image visually. Do I remember anybody else on the bus? No. I don't remember anything about high school but that moment.
Of course.
That wrecked me.
Did they all boo you on the bus? Because I would have.
No, they felt my sorrows.
Oh, God.
The fucking song Stand by Eminem started playing. Dude, it's the saddest moment ever. Everything and I drove home drunk that night. Everything goes. I was so sad.
Oh my
God. I was ready to risk it all, and I don't condone drunk driving, but that was not a good time. And I was the saddest I've ever been after that.
Were you guys vibing throughout the whole dance?
Yes.
No.
I waited till the end, and I was like, this is it. This is where it is.
So she gave you, so you went in for the kiss and then she just turned her head and then you kissed her cheek?
So like, you know how dudes sit at bottle service like on top of the bench?
Yes.
Like that?
Yeah.
She was sitting on the normal part, I was sitting on top, and then we're all back, we're having fun. We're all up on each other, dancing on each other the whole time.
Really?
Then,
yeah, she was backing it up?
Yeah.
Really?
And she had that.
She had them dang things. She looks like
both sides.
She
front,
looks like
back.
Two pigs fighting underneath a blanket.
Yeah, God damn. Blanket. What's up? Cheetah print dress and
cheetah print.
Yeah.
Oh, she was unclassy as fuck. Fuck her. What's her name? Let's shout her out.
No, she's a
Missy.
Great, she's a great woman.
No, she's not.
And I'm still close with her tonight.
Trash.
Yeah. No. She's a great woman. I wouldn't do that.
Nah.
I just remember going in and she hit me with the instant neck turn.
No.
Man. Because I don't want that to happen. I would rather just not try than have that happen. That's detrimental. But then again, I got homies who get rejected out of a bar, boom, on to the next.
Those dudes have no self-awareness and they're sad inside, but they don't know.
Yes.
Like that's because I don't know, man. They just, they're fishing, right? So they're like, if I put my fish line in the pool or in the ocean long enough, I'm going to catch something. But you're like, I'd rather put my fishing pole.
Well, there's shotgun effect. One of these will hit. I'm sniper.
Yeah, you're like a spear fisherman. You're like, I'm going to throw this spear, but I need to see this goddamn fish. And the fish has to look at me with a cheetah print dress like, come get me, daddy.
Yeah. So that social cues is hard because a lot of girls, I mean, I've seen this tweet 1,000 times, but it's like girls' way of shooting the shot is like looking at you, then looking away.
Right.
The look, then look back, then look away. What is that?
It's not even a shot. You're not even in the parking lot of the arena to the basketball court. Bitch, you're home. You're in the bathroom shooting a shot. You don't have a jersey. You don't even know what game this is.
But that's
I'm shooting my shot.
But I don't know. What are you looking at me? Are you looking to see if your Uber's out front? Are you reading a drink menu?
Yeah. Are you cross-eyed?
And then I'm like, hey, what's up? Because I've also done that where I was like, all right, time to confidence, man up. And I hit with a wave, nothing. I got a homie, his game is to do a wave, but he does individual finger, like a finger roll.
I like that.
He goes, and he crushes.
Of course.
Because it's different. It's unique. It's
different. You got to be
silly.
And
then I do it, and she's like, you look like the guy from fucking Scary Movie with the fucked up hand.
Yup. Well, you probably do it weird. You got to do it silly.
Well,
that's awful. That's terrible. Nope. One of my friends,
funny guy, Steve Emerson, his game, he walks up to girls and just goes rock, paper, scissors.
It's the best, dude.
It's so funny.
He just goes...
And then they're like, ah, ha, ha, ooh, what? And he goes, best 2 out of 3, loses by his drink.
Yeah,
man.
It's the best. That one's really good.
That's great.
I've told this a million times what I do, but the fucking rock, paper, scissors.
What's yours again?
I walk up.
And...
No, I don't walk up. I look and wait for eye contact. And then I just wink like real, real weirdly. Not weird, like
do
silly.
It.
Like this, like that. Like just do it, right? So you look straight. So I'm trying to get eye contact. And then look at me. Look at me.
No, I'm being hot.
Okay.
I'm going to take a moment. I've never been sought out after before, right. So I'm gonna take my moment to be hot. How are my titties looking, Gabe?
Yeah, they're looking great.
Yo, yeah,
if
yeah.
If you pick them up, like you got a little cleavage.
Bro,
I'd come on those
BBs.
God damn,
big boy boobs.
Huh?
Triple
B's. That's 3 B's.
Big boobs. Big baller brand. What happened to them? Where's LeVar Ball? Racked in his millions.
I think they're all dead. All right,
all right. I'm a hot girl. Hot girl summer.
All right.
Is that it?
Yup, that's it. That's
okay.
Just it. That's literally it.
It looks like something Jim Carrey would do. Very like the mask.
Yeah, type. So super silly, super low top. And the thing is, if she laughs and like giggles, then I walk in and be like,
she's got a fun personality.
Exactly.
What's the follow-up? Because I don't know where to go from that.
I walk in and be like, can I ask you a question? She goes, what? I'd be like, what are you laughing at? And then she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, what are you laughing at? And I just act all like silly. And what are you laughing at? Like that was the best.
That's pretty good.
That wink wasn't good because
I never had a thing, a go-to.
Because what that is in the rock, paper, scissors thing as well is like you're more so spearfishing, right? Because if she reacts in a weird way, you didn't put yourself out there that much. You just winked odd. Yeah. So if she doesn't act in the way that you that she goes, you know, act in a hey, come over type of way, then you're good. You just winked. You're fine.
Why do you, I know the answer to this, but why do you see the girl who reject you at the bar so much more after she rejects you at that bar? Like, let's say it's
right.
10 o'clock, you offer by a drink. She's like, no. Every corner you turn, there she is. You're like, this is awkward. Can I at least buy you a bacon wrapped hot dog and call the truce?
Yeah. It's like,
and then you just go to a different bar.
And then she's there. You're like, she's like, I own the bar. How many bars you own? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the Volvo effect that I always talk about.
Volvo effect?
Volvo. No, Volvo.
Ha! Ha!
Volvo effect.
Ha!
When you, hilarious. We, guys.
Ha!
Guys, what do you think about us getting a sound effect board? We want to, Trevor and I were talking about that.
Goddamn then,
We want a ha. Let me tell you something. Sheridan, goddamn. Hey, yeah,
we should have one, or Gabe could have one.
Oh yeah, Gabe.
There was, when I used to have my desk job working at All Def Digital, my homie Waleed, he used to just locked and loaded. He'd have the bam, 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 bam.
That's
ready?
Great.
So whenever anybody would start like arguing, he'd be like, oh, then be like, bam, 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 bam. And that adds so much intensity to every situation. And I wish when I had a finger in my ass, I went bam, 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 bam.
Oh my
bam,
God. Bam. What the fuck was it? Oh, how do you read?
I'm outside in an AMG.
Oh yeah, just can't read signals from
what
girls.
Do you do? I just went on my little spiel.
So I'm so sorry.
So like girls trying to like drop hints that she's into you, he just can't pick up on them. So like, you know, like you hear that like girls will like touch their hair a lot and they do stuff like that.
He's saying he can't pick up on cues.
Yeah.
Like a girl has to be like, you're hot, I want to bang. And he's like, whoa. That's how I was.
It's, you know what's odd, man, is like, I don't know. This is a shitty answer, but like, I don't know if there's like a, because what you're asking for is like sort of self-awareness or like sort of social awareness. Like, I don't know if you can teach social awareness.
A better way, maybe some advice would be like, what could you look for when a girl's flirting, but not obliviously?
I think it's a lot of hair flipping. Eye contact.
Is it the hair flip?
The hair flip.
You're back in the Shirley Temple days?
I mean, dude, it still works, bro.
I can't believe people fucked at silent movies. Actually, I can.
Yeah.
Driving movies, horny.
God damn.
Charlie Chaplin?
Whew.
Charlie Chaplin's mustache?
Yeah. Also,
shave it.
But silent movies, it's silent. Yeah. What do you get off to? When do you make a move? I used to make the move in high school when it'd be the high school makeout in at the movie theater was the best. You always do it during the action scene. You'd be like, but if it's a silent movie, everybody can just hear you, the fucking goddamn.
Now I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Yo, getting
jerked. Somebody's like, the movie's not even over. Why are you giving a standing ovation? Oh, I'm standing, but ain't no ovation.
Somebody eating goddamn macaroni and cheese. Now I'm getting jerked off. So hair flip, I look for eye contact. That's like, I think that's like number one thing. If she looks at you longer than like 1 second, then you're good.
I guess.
Yo, 1 second's crazy, bro. Like, if
one
you
Mississippi.
Look,
yeah.
One Mississippi's crazy. And a lot of times, like, here's the other thing, dude. Girls are not subtle. Like, everyone thinks, girls, you can't read. They're not subtle, dude. No. If you're around, bro, and they like you, they start laughing a lot. They get a little louder. Eye contact, flipping a hair. Those are four things that I sort of look for.
I think that's what the guy's looking for.
Oh, my bad. Okay, so yeah, those are.
At first, you're like, I don't know what to tell you. I was like, Jesus.
My bad.
I just want to have sex, man. You're like, nah, you can't.
No.
You're built with that. Where's your father? Did you have one? I didn't.
Pringles can. Sorry.
Fuck a Pringles can.
Goddamn.
All right, let's do a secret talk. Yep.
Gabe, yeah. I love you.
All right, hey, I love you too. This is an anonymous listener who says, I invited a girl over one time. I was fingering her.
That was so funny. He stopped there.
Bananas. Ooh.
I was fingering her for 30 minutes straight.
Jesus.
That's too long.
And then she pooped on my bed.
What? Were you fingering
wrong
the right hole?
Wrong hole, bro. Yeah. Wrong hole. He was fingering her for 30 minutes. I would like to know what hole he was in. Because
it's so long. Maybe that was her way to be like, is he ever going to stop? This is a good way to get him off.
Maybe that's how she comes. 2020. I shit come. I don't know. I don't know who this girl is.
Well, I don't. I definitely
where was
don't.
He? Was he at his apartment? Her apartment? At her apartment, you could just get up and leave. His apartment, you're like.
He invited a girl over.
Oh, sucks. That sucks. Dude, hopefully.
You got to clean your bed and your fingers after that? God damn.
Oh, my God.
30 minutes is hilarious. But also, I will say, like, when you first start hooking up, like, you don't know any, like, you don't know how long you're supposed to do anything. Like, you're like, do I go? Like, I'm pretty sure every 18-year-old out there doesn't even know that you can make a girl come. They're like, yo, what? I thought, yo, she got a dick? No, bro.
No, that's a big-ass clit.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, hold on. I want to talk. All right, let's see. This is over.
I mean, where else do you go? You got shit on your bed and you fingered a girl.
But it's his bed, so then, God, fuck.
What do you do with it?
What do you say? What's the conversation after? Did she apologize? Did you tell her to get out? Did she say, I'm sorry? Was he fingering her butt? That's where my head went, is he was fingering butt?
Well, 5,000 Patreons, we interview this person.
We're very close.
I don't know.
Dude, that's terrible, dude. That's fucking awful. And I hope you guys are married. That's what I hope. I hope that incident happened. You guys worked through that.
If you can work through that, you can work through anything.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you what. That's another button. I'll tell you what. All right. Well, to recap, finger in the ass. Try it. Anyways.
Definitely try it. I wonder what the next thing to go in there is. Like a Hot Wheels car? Something.
Maybe a...
There we go.
Like a Beyblade or something. Someone just rips it off and comes out your mouth out of the opposite end. Well, if you're still listening to this part, you can go ahead and finish off.
As I say, thank you so much for watching and listening. We really, really appreciate it. We could not have done this without you guys. But what you need to do is go on iTunes, rate, subscribe, and review. It really helps us out hitting the charts. And also, if you want an extra episode a week, go on patreon.com/stiffsocks. And for only $5, you can get an extra episode a week. We drop it every Friday. That's it, man. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Peace. Love you. Woo, woo.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.